time they tried to evacuate the cities, it was already too late. The infection was everywhere.
The virus is harvesting. What do you mean? 8, 7, and 3. Begin life in a lab of the first war with vaccines. Millions die in the first week of the pandemic dreams. We are the deep black death, smallpox, mutated disease. Flu shot propaganda from one population to troops. Avoid the plague. It might have sneaked into the room. It's now we're born with fire storms signal our doom. The dead returns with the pissed off zombie moves. The sprinkler system equipped with the UAG. With the round up survivors in the cold facility. Watch the process of terror from the hill near the stream. I remain in the gas mask. I still filter my water clean. This isn't past tense or the plague of Athens. Couldn't be eradicated like smallpox in action. Avian influenza with the jet stream is how it happens. 2020 combined with coronavirus, body stacking.
The world is now at the start of the influenza pandemic.
He started his writing. He was in the street outside. It was coming through your windows.
Sequence the virus and determine its origin.
It was a virus. There was something in the blood.
A virus which has been engineered at genetic level to be helpful rather than harmful.
It's Lucy and Jeff going for walks and talks, talk about banksters and Bitcoin and the apocalypse and stuff. It's Lucy and Jeff and tacos and kisses.
How you doing today, Lucy? Well, pretty good. We're in a parkade at Chapultepec or something. I don't think dogs are allowed, but you know me, I ride dirty. Cops come, they better get their ankle guards on.
Broke ankle!
Yeah, we're always riding dirty, Lucy. So yeah, we're in Mexico City. We spent less than a week at our house north of Mexico City. And then, oh, there goes Lucy after some squirrels. Ideas. Bunch of squirrels here. And of course, in Mexico, birthdays are incredibly important. And so we had my wife's birthday in Capri, Italy. There goes Lucy. Maybe this is why dogs aren't allowed. She's going after all the squirrels. Lucy, you can't climb the tree, Lucy. Wow, there's so many squirrels. She's going to keep busy here until we get kicked out. But yeah, so we had her birthday party in Capri, but it was just us, basically. Lucy, Lucy, you're going to get us in trouble. You're chasing all the squirrels. She's everywhere. Lucy! Lucy! Lucy, Ben! Lucy! Lucy! Oh, well. And, my wife was a little sad because, like, she didn't have all her friends and all her family in Italy, of course. So we get back and she has a huge birthday celebration, of course, at our place. And then we had yet another meeting for my daughter's passport, which we've really been trying to get for about 13 years now. I can't really go into all the details of why. One day maybe I will, but until we get her passport, I can't. Let's just say it's not very easy to get passports in Mexico, especially, well, I'm not even gonna get into it, but we thought we had all the documents, and of course she got turned down before our European trip, and we were all sad about that. So we said, okay, we got all the documents now. Let's go to the office here in Mexico City and get her passport finally, so we can go maybe on a trip to Europe this summer for Naomi Fest. And so we came here, get a hotel, wake up at like 7 in the morning, because all the government meetings are at 8 in the morning, because they close their offices at like 11:30 or something, because they're government people. And we get there right on time, and my daughter somehow didn't bring one of the documents. I don't know how. We still don't even know how. It was actually basically like her birth certificate kind of thing. And there's actually an office right nearby there, and we went over, and you can actually get like original, not really original, but like good enough original copies of it. So we ran over there. It was right across. It was like two seconds away. Took us about 10 minutes to get it. And then we go up, and our appointment was at 8:40 a.m. And by the time we had got the document that she had forgotten, it was 8:50, and nope, that's it. You got to apply for a new meeting, which takes another week or so. So totally waste of time. Well, I guess it isn't that much of a waste of time. Lucy's having fun chasing squirrels. I don't even know where she is. She's like all over the place. Lucy, where'd she go? Lucy. She's probably, oh, there she is. I got one up in a tree here. I'll get him. Lucy, do unto others, even squirrels, Lucy. Yeah, they're fun to chase, though. So anyway, when we finally get her passport, it's kind of like sad because when we get it, it'll be like such a happy moment. We can finally travel with our daughter outside of the country, and basically we'll be so happy that we've been given permission by the government to leave the area. It's tough being an anarchist in this world today, in Kali Yuga, in super status world. Oh man, these squirrels are really cute though. You better watch out, Lucy's looking for you. Yeah, go up in the tree. So anyway, typical, you know, every single problem in my life, basically, almost every single problem, not all, 90%, all government related. But it's the world we live in today. You know, you just gotta survive through the apocalypse, through Kali Yuga, and get through to the Sat Yuga in like basically prison planet. Like Alex Jones was so right on so many things. And of course he's banned everywhere. He's still banned on Twitter. And I'll get into Twitter in a bit, believe me. But first we should get into everything going on in the markets, which is kind of what I was supposed to talk about, right? The dollar vigilante. I've been talking about the, the COVID-19! Yeah, I've been talking about that for 3 years. It's actually officially over now, which is hilarious. Like, can you believe, now that it's officially over, and now that the Crime and Death Corporation, whatever her name is jumping off the sinking ship, they're all, Fauci's gone, they're all gone. You notice that? They just poof, disappear. Isn't it incredible that three full years, everyone, everywhere talked about this thing, this COVID-19. Every day, like everyone's like, I'm so worried about the COVID-19. Turn on the television programming, COVID-19 is killing everyone. Oh, you can't do this. Oh, my friend just got the COVID-19. Oh my gosh, my uncle just died from the COVID-19. He was in a car accident, but they said he had the COVIDs. Can you believe that for 3 years, the whole entire world talked about one thing, and that one thing doesn't even exist? Isn't that incredible? COVID does not exist. Like, this is beyond proven now. Like, if you still don't get it, I don't know what to tell you. You're still under heavy mind control. Lucy's still going after squirrels. There's a guy in a surgeon's mask lying around in the park by himself. Hope he got his booster. Tienes tu booster? See? Okay, muy bien. All right, he's got his booster. But yeah, we're supposed to talk about financial stuff. You might remember that. Like before 3 years ago, I talked about it all the time. Well, it's a good time to talk about it again now because the entire financial system's falling apart. The entire economy's about to implode. No, you can't just root for the entire financial system to fail. No. I've been preparing for this moment my entire life. And you might recall like a few months ago when all those banks were collapsing, Janet Yellen came out, Pedo Pete, Jim Cramer, everything's fine. It's fine.
Bear Stearns is fine. Do not take your money out. This is real. Look, if there's one takeaway other than a plus 400 somewhere, Bear Stearns is not in trouble.
But, you know, here's me walking around with my dog all illegally as usual, telling you what's actually happening and what's going to happen. And I'm right again. I'm right on so many things in this video again. But I said, that's not going to be the end of it. All these banks are insolvent. All of them. And this is going to be a cascading thing that goes on until basically JP Morgan owns all the banks. And then basically they're kind of like almost nationalized. And then they bring in their digital ID and their CBDCs and all that kind of stuff. It's all obvious. But if you watch the television programming, they told you a few months ago, oh no, everything's fine. It was just a couple bad banks. Well, they continue to happen. Lucy's having the best time. I hope we don't get kicked out of here, because she's just having, oh yeah, this is real good. Bring me to any park with squirrels anytime. This is almost as good as tacos. Oh, squirrel tacos. I wonder what that tastes like. Yeah, she's still going. See if she gets this one. Poor squirrel, he's eating a nut. Lucy, I think we have to get out of here. You're like totally terrorizing the squirrels. I actually might come get you, Lucy. Oh, let's give her a little bit more time. Let's wait till we get actually kicked out. Oh man, this squirrel's got, what's that squirrel got? That's like a whole, what is that? He's got like a, look at this. He's got a whole mustard can. He's got a whole mustard can, watch out. Squirrels around here are crazy. But yeah, everything's like still collapsing and it's gonna continue. And I actually wrote about this in the latest newsletter. The May issue of the TDB newsletter, which just went out. And actually I gave some important information about what I'm personally doing. And it's actually a pretty big change from what I have been doing, based on a lot of evidence. A lot of the evidence from people like my partner, Ed Bugos, all the crypto vigilante guys, especially Mr. A and Mr. W. And actually, the thing that finally pushed me over the edge on totally changing a lot of my portfolio and everything and preparing for something was when I saw this from Jim Cramer. This just came out. Jim Cramer, May 14th, an economic wave is about to hit that will be fantastic for investors. So if you know anything about Jim Cramer, everything he says, the exact opposite happens, usually within like a day to a couple months later. So I've been expecting a major market crash, but that's definitely like the final sort of thing I needed to see, the final evidence that there's going to be one.
And then the final solution
is Jim Cramer saying we're on the verge of like a massive boom. And this actually affects how what I'm going to do with cryptos and all that kind of stuff. And I wrote about it all in the May issue. So I highly suggest you get it. You can get it under the basic subscription for a little over $15 a month, which is actually basically free now with inflation. Just go to dollarvigilante.com/subscribe. And yeah, I've got some big predictions in that issue. And I'm changing my portfolio dramatically. I'll give you one tip. I'm shorting the stock markets. And I'll actually give you another tip. I'm shorting them at a really cool place called SimpleFX. You can go to dollarvigilante.com/SimpleFX. I think you'll get even a discount if you sign up with that. And you can actually put Monero on SimpleFX. I don't know if they have much KYC. I don't think they do. I don't remember ever putting anything. And you can just put Monero on there, short like the stock markets. You can short Tesla, which I also do. You can go, they've got everything, precious metals, commodities, oil, stocks, you can even do cryptos. And so I'm shorting the stock market basically using Monero on SimpleFX, which is so cool. Like compared to brokerages, like I'm so done with brokerages. Anyone who has a brokerage account knows it's like every week they call you, where's your money? Why, how do you have this money? Prove to us why you got this and how you paid your taxes. And I'm not so good at that. So I've been shorting the stock markets basically using Monero. So I deposit Monero and then I short the stock markets. And then you can just like, whenever you want, just take it off like almost instantly. It's so great. Now I have to say, I don't know who runs it. I don't know if it's gonna be a FTX or something, but it's been going for years and I've been using it for years and it's never had a problem and it seems pretty good. So, but keep that in mind, you know, everything has a risk, but, yeah, that's what I've been doing. That's just a part of it, actually. Get the whole newsletter to see exactly what I'm doing. I'm, you know, when it all happens and you go, Jeff, why didn't you tell us? It's like, well, I can't tell you everything in these videos because a lot of people pay in crypto, actually, but even some do in fiat and I just turn it into crypto for this information, so I can't give you all the info, but it's very good information in my opinion. I'm usually right on almost everything, as you're going to see in this video, and as you've known for years. Sign up, dollarvigilante.com/subscribe. Another thing happening is the debt ceiling, which I just call a debt target because they've always hit it. It's been around for like over 50 years. They hit it every time. Like, there's nothing more. I wish you could bet on it. I don't know who would take the opposite side of the bet, but probably some idiot. But I wish you could just bet on them hitting the debt ceiling because they always do. And this time around, of course, the Republicans kind of had control of the House, you know. So they're trying to make a big scandal about it. And what will probably happen, and what usually happens, is right at the last minute, with like 5 minutes left before the U.S. government is insolvent and bankrupt, they'll come out with a bill that's like the size of 10 phone books, full of just pork bills and payoffs and just all kinds of just stealing all kinds of funds. No one could possibly read it. And then they'll pass it at like 3 a.m. and all these politicians will all get like billions and billions of dollars for all the things they want. And it's all stolen from the people in the U.S. who pay taxes. If you still do, you're kind of, hope you're realizing at this point, you're kind of stupid. You're just paying for your own enslavement. But you got Janet Yellen coming out. The debt ceiling breach would become economic catastrophe. Yeah, that's an understatement, actually. Lucy's still going after the squirrels. She's having the best time. Yeah, if the U.S. government defaults on its debt, it'll be the Great Depression times 1,000 minimum. Like the whole world will go into an unbelievable greatest depression in human history. Everything will get wiped out. For the most part, most people get wiped out. The only other option they have is to keep printing money, keep borrowing money, and go towards hyperinflation. That's their only other option. And actually, hyperinflation is the only thing worse than a default for your average person. A hyperinflation is the most brutal thing. Thankfully, though, for the first time in modern history, we have a already set up private cryptocurrencies that you can transact anywhere in the world that you have the internet. People have an option to use something else at this point in time. And that it should and could and probably is going to become absolutely massive. And I see they put Kamala in charge of artificial intelligence, which is kind of funny. Like, she's got no intelligence whatsoever. If you want to say she has any, it's sort of artificial. But she's going to keep her eye on all the, you know, the artificial intelligence stuff for you. And her other job is watching the border, apparently. Yeah, she seems to be doing a really good job there as well. It looks pretty wild, pretty crazy. Of course, as an anarchist, I don't really believe in borders or countries. But I will say this. The whole reason that happens is because the U.S. is basically a socialist slash communist slash fascist welfare state that steals from people and gives money to other people who have no money. And when you do that, lots of people will want to go there and get the free money. So the actual solution is to stop doing that. But of course, they never will until it all implodes, which could be any day now. Lucy's having the best time. Lucy, don't kill a squirrel, please. She almost got that one. She's a pretty good hunter, actually. But of course, in the mainstream media, everything has to be racist, everything. So you've got all these people coming from all over. It looks like a lot of Haitians and Venezuelans. Doesn't seem like a lot of Mexicans, actually, which is kind of interesting. And you know, I gotta say, as someone who lives in Mexico, I've never seen these migrants. Like, I don't know, maybe they're just bussing them in from other places. I don't know. Like, I've never seen them, although I never hang out in like by the side of the road and Veracruz or anything, but anyway, they got to put it all as it's racist.
At his commencement address for the Howard University graduates, called white supremacy the major domestic terror threat in this country. Is that correct?
It tragically is. you know, in the terrorism context, domestic violent extremism is our greatest threat right now. Individuals are driven to violence because of ideologies of hate, anti-government sentiments, false narratives, personal grievances, and the like. And regrettably, we have seen a rise in white supremacy.
Yeah, the biggest problem in the U.S. today is white supremacy. And, you know, that's a way bigger problem than all these other problems that are going on in the U.S. All by design, all as I wrote with Charlie Robinson in our book, The Controlled Demolition of the American Empire. It's all planned. It's all happening. And your average... Oh, here we go. We got to go. Lucy, we got to go. We got coughs on our tail. Now we got the 5-0. I'm gonna grab you, Lucy, see if we can talk our way out of this one. Let's see if I walk it. They'll try to catch up to me. They probably will. But we'll just keep walking. But yeah, it's all about the white supremacy. And as soon as they said that, actually, they're like, oh, the biggest problem in all of the U.S. is white supremacy, which is absolutely ridiculous, by the way. I've never known, actually, a white supremacist. I've known some people who go, you know, black people, I got problems with them. And I'm always like, do you see what's happened to them, though, like in the U.S.? Like, it's not usually in Africa. It's like they, well, first of all, a lot of slavery. That kind of destroys the culture quite a bit. And then they put them into another form of slavery called welfare and all that kind of stuff. And that destroys their societies. But anyway, I've never really known like someone who's like, we gotta kill black people and stuff like that, or Mexicans, you know, kill all these people here. It's like, if I actually did, I'd definitely keep them away from my family. But, yeah, so as soon as they say all this stuff, now the big thing, white supremacy. They roll out all of these FBI guys and cops, there's like a few hundred of them, all with their faces covered, and all with the, all the same clothes, which is actually basically the FBI uniform. And they march them around a little bit, and and then they march down like a little subway tunnel, and no one could follow them because they're gonna go all take off their masks, and they're all cops and FBI people. And they just roll this out like, oh, look, these white supremacists. It's too funny. Hola.
Por favor, no están permitidas las mascotitas.
Okay. Yo pensé eso, yo no vi otros perros.
Sí,
yo no puedo salir allá.
Claro que sí.
Okay.
En la segunda sección, la feria, papalote, museo del niño, ahí sí, hasta hay un lugar donde los meten a nadar.
Oh, ¿dónde es eso?
Segunda sección.
Yo puedo caminar allá.
Le queda lejos.
Oh, okay. No, está bien. Yo voy a salir aquí, está bien.
Claro, por
okay.
favor.
Sí, sí.
Que le vaya muy bien.
Sí, también, gracias. All right. That was like, Mexico is great. Like, the actual police are actually, for the most part, super nice. She followed me for a while. She didn't want to say anything. Finally, she said, I'm so sorry. Dogs aren't allowed here. And I was like, oh, I was wondering where all the dogs were. And she told me where I could go, and I can go that way, but I don't want to go that way, or I can go this way. So Lucy's still not allowed in this area.
Breaking the law, breaking the law. Breaking the law, breaking the law.
We got away with it again, didn't we, Lucy? Oh yeah, well, she seemed actually pretty nice. Pretty nice. I didn't have to say anything about her ankles. But if she would have tried to throw us in the jail or something, better get your ankle guard, John. We're actually at the A Los Defensores de la Patria, 1846 to 1847. I don't know the exact translation, but it looks like Defenders of the Patriarchy. I wonder what all those libtards would think about this. But yeah, getting back to the border crisis. You know, it's funny, I've seen a bunch of people just on Twitter, posted things like, oh my gosh, there's like hundreds of thousands of people coming into the US and no one knows what they're gonna do. Like, this is like they're all, this is horrible. It's like, you never know what anyone's gonna do. Like, people are so like, oh, so worried about these people. And actually, I've seen a lot of the people that they show. It looks like just regular people from Venezuela who, in my opinion, are incredibly, well, Venezuela, no. Venezuela's worse than the US. Not many places are worse than the US, though. But I guess if you come from Venezuela, the US is still a little better, although it's going to turn into Venezuela like next week. So these people are gonna be like, I got the worst luck. It's like, yeah, you should pay attention to what's going on, but I know a lot of people just can't. But they'll be like, we just got the worst luck. We escaped from Venezuela and then the US turned into Venezuela. It's like, yeah. Yeah, it's the way she goes.
That's the way she goes.
But the real, well, there's a few reasons they're doing it. One of them is they want to destroy the US culture, which is already basically destroyed. They want all these people voting for all their welfare stuff, basically as demon rats. But there's also a third reason they're doing all this. The border crisis exploding at the same time they want to come to our rescue with E-Verify is very reminiscent of the Patriot Act directly following 9/11. Yeah, very reminiscent. Almost like exactly the same thing. They do the 9/11, the CIA and Mossad. Then they bring in the Patriot Act and turn the US into a prison colony. And now they're bringing in all these migrants. They're like, don't worry, we'll just get everyone with digital IDs and that'll fix the problem. Yeah, but people keep falling for it. Yeah, same old thing. Meanwhile, Elon Musk had many, many months to decide on a CEO of Twitter. And of all the people on Earth, like there's only like three I could think of that are worse than what he appointed. Like immediately, obviously worse. That'd be like Bill Gates, maybe Dr. Fauci, and who else would be worse? Oh, like Satan Claus himself, right? Like, those are the only people I can think of who are worse, because he appointed, drum roll please, the executive director of the World Economic Forum. You might as well have made Satan Claus the CEO of Twitter. Like, I posted to Twitter, I told you. Like, people are like, oh, I'm so shocked. It's like, you haven't looked into him. Like, the guy is a complete and total globalist. Oh, here comes some more serious looking cops. I'll quickly chat with them. Say yo, escuche. Okay. Voy a salir. Gracias. All right, we're too bad. He's like, well, just carrier. Mexico is always like way better. In the US or Australia or Canada or something, I'd probably be in jail and break the law. What was I talking? Oh, let's talk about, St. Claus being like the CEO of Twitter. So far, Elon hasn't said too much. He's like, well, we're going to have a Twitter spaces with her and you can find out all about her. It's like, we already know quite a bit about her. She's the executive director of the World Economic Forum. She's like St. Claus's like right-hand man beside her, St. Claus's right-hand fag, your horror Ferrari. Yeah, she's been doing videos for like years about washing your hands. About the importance of vaccines. Well, we almost made it there, Lucy. Yeah. I guess we should have seen that giant sign there. No dogs. But anyway, we had a good time. I chased a lot of squirrels. We can still walk around here. I guess Elon could have put like that Bud Light guy who wears dresses as CEO. That would have been like another, you know, possibly worse than the one that he put. Yeah, you actually have the executive chairwoman or something of the World Economic Forum is now running Twitter. No surprise whatsoever, absolutely not. Any day now, the good billionaires are going to save us from their friends. Interestingly, though, this just came out. U.S. Virgin Islands issues subpoena to Elon Musk in Jeffrey Epstein lawsuit. I don't know what that's all about, and I don't trust anything in the media or from any government, but it could just be they want to get like some Twitter records off him or something, but I don't know why you would subpoena him for that. Maybe he is involved. He's definitely, like, he's totally like into Satanism. His girlfriend's like does like the most satanic kind of stuff. So would I be surprised if he's involved in like pedophilia type stuff? Not at all. Not at all. Almost all these sort of people are. But we'll see what happens with that one. Oh, by the way, did you know in the Scottish National Dictionary, the definition of the word Google is to deceive? I'll bet the founders of it knew. Yeah, we live in a crazy world. Everyone's getting injected with lethal injections. The injection most of society desperately needs. But here's something crazy. Our intro song at the start of this video is from 2013. You can verify this yourself, or I'll even put it up on screen so you can see. It's from 2013 by Dr. Creep, called Pandemic, featuring Lone Ninja, in the year 2013. And it has a whole bunch of things that basically describe what's happening now. But one of the choruses ends with 2020 combined with coronavirus, bodies stacking.
It's couldn't be eradicated like smallpox in action. Avian influenza where the jet stream is how it happens. 2020 combined with coronavirus, body stacking.
The world is now at the start of the influenza pandemic.
Like, what are the odds? It's amazing. Like, this matrix is incredible. Like, all, like, so did they somehow know? I would bet that they didn't, but like they got like sent like messages, you know, like in their dreams or whatever, from the Matrix. Like, it's incredible. It's so incredible, the Matrix. But I'll definitely be paying attention more to their songs in the future. I'll say that much. It's sort of like watching The Simpsons. It's like, okay, what's going to happen next? Well, since they've now declared the emergency over, which I've never actually had an emergency at all, never really changed my life all that much, we should actually just go back and just look back at everything that happened there, because it's pretty insane. Wait, what? In 2017 and 2018, hundreds of millions of COVID-19 test kits were distributed by almost every country worldwide. 5 months before the COVID pandemic, the World Health Organization told governments that a coronavirus pandemic was around the corner. 6 months before the coronavirus pandemic, the Australian government published a guide to navigate a coronavirus pandemic. In 2017, Fauci guaranteed there would be a pandemic during the first term of the Trump administration. In 2017, the Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security published a futuristic scenario announcing a coronavirus pandemic. 2 months before the coronavirus pandemic, Bill Gates and the WEF organized a coronavirus pandemic exercise. And here's what we just talked about. A 2013 song called Pandemic contains the lyrics, 2020 coronavirus. The artist said his research showed him this pandemic was planned for 2020. Oh, that's interesting. I didn't even realize someone had asked him about it. I'm not surprised someone did. And yeah, you can totally piece these things together. If you know what to pay attention to, because they actually talk about all these things beforehand, just like what they're talking about in this image. A 2018 video showed a coronavirus pandemic starting in Wuhan. A 2015 patented COVID-19 test was set to be released in 2020. No, this is not a conspiracy theory. See all the official documents and evidence at stopworldcontrol.com. Oh, by the way, I saw this too. It looks like, I'm not sure, I didn't really look into it. It looks like it's a upcoming documentary or something called The End of COVID. At first glance, it looks pretty good.
I've definitely seen this show before. It's been on air since TVs were in black and white, since Walter Cronkite was reporting on polio and Ronald Reagan was addressing the AIDS crisis. For decades, this show has been rerun, rebooted, and recast with a new virus starring in the lead role. Every time, the plot starts with a pathogen and the danger of infectious disease. There's panic, PCR tests, and face masks. And at the end, salvation in the form of vaccines. At this point, the story is a stale, well-trodden, tired cliche. And coronavirus is simply the latest spinoff. The good news is, it's the last one. Because June 20th is the end of COVID, an online education to end every pandemic. After this, we can all turn off the broadcast. Finally, the show is over.
Yeah, it was quite the operation. And you know, I've been talking about all this stuff for years, and I think a lot of people didn't really believe me at all until this happened. And now more people believe me, but still lots of people have no clue what's going on. Meanwhile, in Scotland, the government, I think, just recently put this out. It's not too late to come forward for your first or second dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, Public Health Scotland. Yeah, all this stuff isn't too much of a religion. And then there's still the NPCs out there, it's still like just fritzing out. They can't believe they announced the emergency's over. The emergency that never existed. About the thing that never existed, but they keep getting sick from, because they keep injecting themselves with poison, which is hilarious. Michael A. Osborne, my taxi driver just said, you know, the World Health Organization just said that COVID was over. I kept my cool and explained that COVID's most definitely is not over. And by the end, he seemed to agree that we still need to take precautions. I tipped both cash and a mask. Oh, hero. Yeah, and never forget, please take a button, handshake and hugs. Comfortable with close contact, okay with handshakes and hugs. Elbow bumps, prefer minimal physical contact, okay with elbow bumps. Greet at 6 feet, prefer no physical contact, please keep a 6 foot distance. Oh my God. So with the emergency over, the World Health Organization's, you know, trying to find lots of stuff to do. The World Health Organization's teaching children how to masturbate.
Seks is niet alleen functioneel wanneer je alleen maar kindjes maakt. We hebben ook al een keer gezegd dat het ook leuk is om te doen. Je gaat ontdekken hoe werkt jouw lichaam en hoe werkt mijn lichaam.
En jij? Heb je wel eens aan je piemel? Ga je wel eens aan je piemel zitten? Ja? En hoe voelt dat?
Lekker.
Oh ja? En wanneer doe je dat dan? Doe je dat dan als we aan het eten zijn? Nee, toch? Nee, of in de klas? Nee, toch niet? Nee, waarom doe je dat niet in de klas? Wanneer kan je nou aan je piemel zitten?
Als je thuis bent.
Maar dat is niet alleen jongens die klaar kunnen komen, ook meisjes kunnen klaarkomen.
Yeah, it's your responsibility to make sure you protect your own kids. And stop talking about kids like they're our kids. My kids are my kids, your kids are your kids. And people will be like, oh, I can't believe they're doing that in the schools. It's like, why are you sending them to the government indoctrination camp, which will destroy your kid, turn them into a total slavish, tax-paying robot who stands for national anthems, sing-alongs, never speaks out, no matter how enslaved they get, and never is able to think enough to realize that they are enslaved. But you know, in many ways, a lot of people are starting to realize this, so in many ways, all this stuff's quite good. It's actually just pushing people to realize, you know, you should have your kids basically with you most of the time, at least until they're like, I don't know, 15 or so. That's far better than sending them to basically a prison for kids, where they'll get beat up a lot, teased, told to memorize wrong information that'll take them years or their entire lifetime to get out of. Of course, in Canada now, if you send your kids to the schools and if the teacher talks them into chopping off their penis, they can totally do it without even telling the parent. And if the parent tries to stop them, they can basically put the parent in jail. And it's not that much better in a lot of places in the US. Take a look at the minimum ages for transitioning from North Carolina's leading hospitals. Duke Health, 2 years old, you can cut his penis off. UNC, 3 years old. ECU Health, hey, you better wait till he's 4, that way he knows. Yeah, when they're not trying to chop your kids' penises off, they're trying to get you like, hey, it's okay to eat human meat, to be a cannibal, it's fine. What does human meat taste like? Scientists reveal the unique flavor of our flesh as an influencer admits to eating part of her own knee in a spaghetti bolognese with a Chianti.
I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
Diet injections and injunctions will combine from a very early age to produce the sort of character and the sort of beliefs that the authorities consider desirable. And any serious criticism of the powers that be will become psychologically impossible. Even if all are miserable, all will believe themselves happy because the government will tell them that they are so. Bertrand Russell. Yet through diet, which almost everyone in the Western world, even in Mexico, look at how many obese people there are here. I think Mexico is one of the most obese countries on earth. Everyone drinks Coca-Cola. They all have their seed oils and their all their food. They even put fluoride in the salt, in the really cheap salt. Of course, I would never use that, but you could run into it at like a cheap taco restaurant and stuff. So, you know, no place is perfect. Although I think they've outlawed like Monsanto and GMO and all that kind of stuff. I think they've outlawed chemtrails and stuff. It's quite good, but the food stuff, like not to say that outlawing is necessarily the right thing to do either, but by destroying people through diet, you don't realize how important it is to have your body running perfectly. If you're like 50 pounds or 100 pounds or 200 pounds overweight, your brain, your mind is not going to run properly. And you're basically probably being run by parasites. You don't even realize it. Then there's the injections they're doing and the injunctions, which is basically like the government indoctrination camps and the television programming and all that. You got to be really smart to be able to keep your temple clean, basically, and good so that you can have your mind and be able to work with your mind and on your mind with self-work, things like hypnotherapy and meditation. I do like a few hours a week of hypnotherapy still. I actually do it for my whole family and even for people that are just our family knows. Like, I want everyone around us to have their mind quite good and get rid of a lot of their traumas because everyone's so traumatized. Then I meditate about 2 to 3 hours a day. And my diet hasn't been the best since Europe. Although it wasn't too bad because a lot of the food in Europe is pretty good and very healthy. But now that I'm back, I'll be working with my diet and exercise coach again and working on that so I can get it all, physical, mental, emotional, all perfect, and then connect as much as I can spiritually. And then you get downloads from the Matrix. You can basically become like Superman. And then you basically realize, you know, at a certain point, I think, I don't know because I haven't reached enlightenment yet, that you, like, well, maybe I have. Like, if I understand it correctly, enlightenment is you kind of realize you're in a video game. And like all the time, like there's never a moment you don't realize that. If that's the case, I guess I'm already enlightened. I thought it was supposed to be all like living in joy and bliss and all this sort of stuff. Maybe not. I gotta go down and hang out with Shinyamurti and ask these questions at Sat Yoga. If you don't know about him, he talks about great stuff. But if you wanna get all this stuff good, which is, should be your number one priority, like your physical health is should be your number one priority. Because if you don't have it, nothing else matters all that much in this world. In this body. So if you got to get your physical super good. Like, I'd like to see everyone showing up at an Acapulco, like all ripped, everybody, every single person. And actually that's kind of the way an Acapulco is going. It's going in the way that, you know, working on yourself to become totally free. But that means perfecting your body physically, perfecting your mind mentally, figuring out your emotions and how to deal with them. And how to feel them and how to not be controlled by them. And then connecting spiritually to the creator of the video game. So yeah, maybe I am enlightened. Maybe you can put in the comments. I don't really read them. But maybe I am, because I totally, like, I have no doubt that this is a giant video game that we decided to play. And it's the craziest video game ever. And like, there's never a moment I don't really realize that, right? You too, right, Lucy? Oh yeah, no, this is totally a game. I just enjoy every taco. Oh, not supposed to go in here, Lucy. I just go for my walks and give lots of kisses, but yeah, it's just a game at the end of the day. We're just having fun out here. So for that, coming up in just a couple days on May 19th to the 21st, 3 full days, and it's all free, just so you know. We're gonna have some of the best people in the world talking about health stuff. It's actually called the Health and Vitality Summit. It's actually part of the Nonconformist series. People like Dr. Andrew Kaufman will be on there. I'll be on there with Lucy. I'll be talking about all my health routines into a lot of detail, even possibly taking some questions on it. There's gonna be Lucy be on there. She'll be mostly talking about, you know, making sure you get good organic tacos, but really going for your walks and giving lots of kisses. You probably already know that, but she'll just make sure you don't forget. And like about 30 other amazing people. I'll put it on screen, some of the speakers. It's incredible and it's all free. Starts May 19th. You can sign up for it at dollarvigilante.com/vital. And if you're like me and you don't really want to watch the, sit there for 3 days straight and watch it all, I think you pay a little extra and you can get all the replays. You can watch them whenever you want. And that's what I'll definitely be doing. I won't be watching all 3 days, all live. But you can if you want to. And if you do that, it's totally free. If you want to support the movement, you can pay a little extra, get the replays. I don't think anyone's going to be disappointed. Unless you're perfect, unless you basically look like Jean-Claude Van Damme in Bloodsport, I don't even care if you're like 70, unless you look like that, you haven't done the work physically. And that's step one. Two, then doing the mental, the emotional, which you can't really do unless your physical is quite good. You can start, but you got to get it all good. Once it all gets aligned, then you basically have all the cheat codes for this video game. So I highly recommend watching it. In fact, I more than recommend. If you don't know all this health stuff, and hardly anyone does, I'm gonna learn tons of stuff, because there's so much stuff we're still just figuring out. Just basic stuff too, like water and what to do with water. So many basic things that can have dramatic effects on you. Coffee enemas and just another basic sort of thing that I'll bet like hardly anyone watching this video knows even 10 or 20% of what they're going to be talking about in this thing. And it's probably the most important thing that almost everyone needs to watch right now and learn about and begin doing. If you want to survive the apocalypse and Kali Yuga and get through to the Sat Yuga and, you know, just enjoy the video game. So yeah, go sign up, dollarvigilante.com/vital, totally free, trying to help people out. I'm not even sure why at this point, although, I don't know, I gotta do something, right? And kind of, I think you get karma points or something in this video game. Like, it's a crazy video game, but it just feels right to try to help people to figure this stuff out. I should cross the street here. Anyway, we keep trying, we keep doing it. It's also going to be a Narcopoco's 10th anniversary event coming up in February of next year. So definitely circle that on your calendar and come and do that kind of work. You can come and do ayahuasca, DMT, meditation, yoga. That's kind of the sort of event it's turned into. There's still parties and there's still all kinds of cool stuff, but a lot of people come and do at least some of that kind of work, even if it's just a 10-minute DMT sort of a session. Not saying it's for everyone, by the way, but if you feel that's the calling, if you feel like you can't get out of your mind and get into those meditative states and stuff, things like ayahuasca, iboga, which I don't recommend anyone does, it's so, so difficult, but it did snap me out of my depression for a few months. All those things are available for you at Anarchapoco, and you can come check out a lot of this stuff, all for free, just coming up right this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And I'll be on there with Lucy if you want to hear more about all my health routines. And I think we'll leave it there. All right, Lucy? That sounds pretty good, yeah. I guess you don't want to put me down. We're right in the middle of a giant street here, but yeah. You know, just enjoy, you know, go for your walks for sure. That's really important. And eat your tacos. Make sure they're organic if you can. And enjoy every minute of it. I mean, really enjoy the moment of eating those tacos. I know I am. I know we're going for tacos right now. And don't forget to give lots of kisses.
Oh, Mandolina. That sounds pretty good. Don't mind if I do. A mandolin of French dip. Oh, that mandolin of French dip, that's the good stuff. Why don't you hook me and the pugs up with that stuff? That sounds pretty good. Oh, give some to Coco, she's crazy. Give some to Gordo Polo. Oh yeah, that's real good. I might take my time on this one, and then I'll give everyone kisses.